Blog Talk Radio.
Angry Bastard Radio.
Yeah,
what's up, my nigga?
Brand new music.
Joel Ortiz.
Yeah,
I know I'm familiar with the interview shit. I know what you're going to ask. I got you.
Don't boy, GQ.
You know I don't respond with answers that fit a script, so the repetition to make a nigga flip. We in the game of smoking mirrors, those engineering a bigger split, blowing circles out they mouth, getting praised, but the shit a shift. I never lived a myth. If I said it, I did it. Never alleged. Word to dead, I gripped the fifth. I made my house in tenement a strip, moving medicine and nicks. When I seen them coming, I jetted from them pricks. And still to this day, though she clean, I wish my mommy never sniffed. But the hurt is making me better with this gift. I'm live with this ink. You could die in a blink. Y'all got the nerve to ask me why do I drink it? Motherfucker, sometimes I cry when I'm thinking. Y'all ain't there when them tears being dried by the sink. It was cold in the winter. My community centers who gave me dinner. I ain't mind, my table chairs gave me splinters. Set up to be a loser, but was made to be a winner. If they paint hip-hop, I bet my face be in the picture. If they wrote a rap Bible, bet my name be in the scriptures. If shorty say I'm her idol, bet her face be in my zipper. I came a long way from the staples in my Sprilla. Stained on my pants, hardly had a cut. The ladies ain't wanna dance, so house parties would suck. All my friends on the wall, I'm in a hall with a cup. Nah, I ain't complaining, just telling y'all what it is. So if y'all going through it now, just know that another kid made something out of nothing. Well, I'm frontin', I was never nothing. Oh, the ladies used to tell my mother, ain't he something? I look at a lot of you cats and laugh, cause I'm the shit, man, and y'all ain't even passing gas. When I spit, I'm the definition of master craft, and all y'all act about is aftermath. Motherfucker, move on. Move on.
Since niggas that do my interviews focus on whatever's minuscule, like, or paint me as a cynical, but the canvas will limit you. You can't go beyond what there's no limit to. If I think hip-hop is dead, I think it's being revived. And that comes from me being inside, where the demons get by, see them get by. If I'm behemoth, here's why. Come from hearing and seeing venomous lies, so the beat chick right out. Cause when it's all you hear, she can overbear, just when the old man near. So I try to think straight, cause when you stare in the rear, rest in peace, do what you can, nigga, yeah. I'm on another label, not that other label. That means it's no longer my problem, it's theirs. Some say it's a conspiracy. I say if everybody's on the throne, that's just more motive to kill the air. Ask me about Pump It Up and I'ma think you sheep. Oh, you must not know I'm deep. I'm so off of music, so y'all get down scared every week. Me, I just got my little man every week. Jersey City loves me despite y'all beliefs. Cause they was baby stepping, I showed them how to leap. Ask me about swag. I'ma change the topic, the lyrics, and then brag. Bust look at you like a fag. I love everybody, don't worry about who I beef with. They burnt the bridge, but they were standing underneath it. I'm on my grind, Benjamin Hutton. Was old since I was young, call me Benjamin Button. Stop using slang just for you to be cool, cause I go back to when it was cool to be you. I'm a hero. No, I mean I'm hero, I'm heroes. Y'all chase zeros. Motherfucker, I just got finished hating me, feeling like a zero. They played De Niro, never been there though. So before your next thought, understand, there's much more to me than the man. Either that or move on. Yeah. Move on. Motherfucker, move on.
You're now listening to the hottest show on internet radio. I'm your boy GQ. We got 55 minutes left with the guards. Right now I'm on the verge of trying to unmute L-E-N-D-R-S-D. D right here is hot now. S-D in the building. L-E in the building.
Mine smell like fucking Manuja, nigga.
Your mom smell like Fremunda cheese.
Fremunda cheese.
That Puerto Rican shit.
Let's go.
Fremunda my balls.
Get off.
Fremunda cheese.
Your mom took under my toenail after I just finished playing ball.
Oh, yeah? Oh wow, they got, I never even heard of L's High. Like, who the hell is that?
What's that name right? That's that name right there.
From Trump Village, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That name right there.
Is this it right here? Raphael, is it?
Place to all when you can put your things on ice emblem. Your vision many get trembling. A rap finishing like strokes of black citizens attack you when a friend. Pull a head to the straight like some half Indian. Collapse many hands or relapse around a Riddigan. Ain't for your jazz like I'm a city man. With a fetish for cylinder with a hind fist and lift like Killian. My niggas born shot to every. You got barely a floor. I've never blown, no. Y'all full of hot head of me. Another rapper claiming he hot. But couldn't be if he was seeing his pop. That was once the angel forgot. Yeah, my jock got too high now that I'm high. Can't believe niggas are stooped so close to the limbo with the cock. Well, I'm trying to get over like an alcohol sober night. Y'all niggas ain't spitting, y'all just soaking mic, getting hot headed. But my shoulder's ice, that's why I catch the cold eye. That's why you catch some hoes, guy, inside your photo ride. I let four hoes fly from my Capello. Then my niggas feed a punch when you're black and knock your rock
sparrow. What you want? Where you at?
Where you at?
What you want? What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
You looking for me under a rock, a bush or a tree? I jump with your block, I stuff it to my foot as a tree.
What you want? What you want? Where you at?
What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
You looking for me? Grab your spot, pull it in heat. I bust up a Glock and snap you to your foot in the teeth. Get your best nigga out your brigade. Better be seen, become fade. Close become fade. To him and sweet 7 days of grenade. I bomb like a dime flight. The room like the intercom light.
What?
I'm wicked enough to punch you in your inner mind's eye until you black out and wake up within the land of Mount Zion.
Oh.
Whack niggas get screamed on and how to retire. I got the eye of the tiger like Rocky's theme song. Step in the concrete jungle. I'm rushing to your feet double. The watch all four of me reach for you. The heat bubble ready to cock back. Aiming shots at any nigga. I even got minis with triggers hitting the side of top hat. Ready to kill you. We pull you on like Dr. Octagon. Skinny limbs to flip cocky arm. Cost you long if you want a single. That's when your ankles, you ain't fly, your vocals sound dry like they under raincoats. And the same niggas is still after me, they get chilled when they get back to me. They feel back their feet like an athlete. So when they turn it back to me dramatically, them in the ground collides, and they pop up on the other side with the Japanese. I mean business. Who opposed to be suicide? Your middle name will be mud like fluid slide. All you hear is slug, so you move and die to try to run for cover. I want some other. Skip the level, I'm above that. What you love, rap? Ain't you want mine? I make you very punchline. I'm like love taps. They don't hit right. Throw your fist right. I fist fight with a mic. Till you mid light. To your insight. Then I'ma leave your area, your wolf juice. Area, your dog. They claim you carry your spark. We'll just bury your corpse. Ha.
Paul, are you on the air?
Hey. Paul from Louisiana. And I understand this is an on live now, get your gripe on show. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, let me tell you something. I got a gripe on tonight. I got to tell you, your show is probably the only one that a white woman with a little Scottish nose, you can find me on USA Black Talk Network, and I've been there for quite a while. I make no bones about me being a Scot. They ripped my goddamn language off, too. I've been here 3 generations. But the thing is, I'm acclimated as an American now. That's cool. But the deal is this. Now, when I come in here to BTR, I got a couple of things to decide. I got to be the hippy-dippy in the middle, or I got to be the over-the-top, out-of-the-crazy-world, don't know where the hell it came from, right Republican, and who just won't give that thing up, or I got to be the person with the gold ring going to go and ascend, or I got to be, you know, just listening to talk about religion. And there's very few shows that let you get on and just say, well, pisses me off, we don't have more shows like you. Because somebody could just get on and just say this. Why don't we just get a damn show where everybody would deal with it, talk, and they just say, look, what pisses me off, we don't have more shows that aren't with an agenda. You get on there, and my agenda is, hey, let's get more shows without a damn agenda. And black, white, whatever. And everybody get on there and just listen. Shut your freaking mouth. Put them all on mute while the other people talk. And you know what? When somebody says they shot some people in Chicago and they shot people in New Orleans, I know that shit's true. And so this was never right, and I don't agree with it. And then mute those people. And let the other people back on and say, well, I work for law enforcement and, you know, I don't agree with that. And then somebody from the host should say, wait a minute, we didn't stop you there. Law enforcement where? Do you work up in a small mountain town where nothing happens? Or did you work near the area? And then at that point, you got to go, if we're staying on point, we'll listen to you a few more minutes, but we got to cut you off after that. Somebody else calls in, and somebody else calls, I'm a peaceful person. I think all the police should be, you know what I'm saying? This is dialogue, and it's a dialogue of people, and then you get the angry people back, and the people, but they can't talk together. Because if you let them talk together, they will talk over each other, and nothing will ever get said. And this is sad but true, but it's sad but true, but I love your format. I called you in to mainly tell you that my angry thing I'm saying about is there aren't more shows like yours, and I think that if you worked on your show just a tad more, you know, on some nights, you know, some nights might not happen, you might be able to get these people in here, because these people from the right, I just got off the phone with him, and I'm trying to tell him the truth. I'm on cancer medication. I don't know how you think I sound, but I sound slurred or whatever. But I don't think I sound drunk. I hear some crazy drunk mutts on these shows, and they called me drunk. And I'm like, look, I'm on cancer medication, and I can't really sleep, and yeah, I probably should have tried, and I'm not overdoing anything, but the thing is that that's personal. I don't like to give that out, but when somebody accuses me of like I'm sounding like some drunk that can't even speak, you know, all I'm telling them, they were just attacking me, because all I was telling them is you're doing preemptive strikes on Obama. He hasn't even gotten office yet. And I really don't think that it's a fair thing when that really wasn't done to Bush. And I was around then. I'm old. And so, you know, let's just get to a 100 days before we start really doing that kind of crap. And I mentioned stuff. And I mentioned him. And damn it, I don't mind mentioning him. The man is out there. He should be mentioned. That's what he does. He hawks himself. That's mafia media. That's what they do. they put Kaylee on for so long. How many people went missing before she was even found? Lots of other kids. All I'm saying is that in their dialogue, no matter what you say, they're going to come back on and talk about how crazy you are. And, you know, it's not, this show, I think, has a chance to let people talk. Okay, you got a couple of minutes to talk. Go. And we're moving you now. And then a couple of minutes to talk now. And we're moving you now. But this is a great idea. I really think it's a long overdue idea.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's what we're trying to get the message to. Like, it's a station that you
should
speak
your mind. Well, I think you gotta mute the people. Even me, and do it nicely. Before you even mute them, you gotta say, look, bro, you know, I gotta calm you down. Because I got someone else I gotta hear from. Hang on. You gotta tell them the truth. I'm gonna put you on mute. I want you to listen. And you talk to the other person, you know, like, okay, so-and-so, here's yours, go. And nobody else has enough guts to do that. They secretly mute people, hurt their feelings.
Uh-huh.
They do all kinds of crap. Why not do it just outright and say, you said it, okay, we'll talk to you later, but we got somebody else, and they're going to say some more. Listen now, we're going to come back to you, but we shut them down now. It's a turn.
I feel you on that one. And I'm definitely going to keep that in my mind, because normally, you know, I get a little I become too much of an asshole, and I just mute people. But you're right. Even though this is Angry Bastard Radio, we should give them a chance. Okay, you know what? Yeah, I feel
you. I know. I've heard you before, and I never said it. And I've heard you under another name and never said a damn thing. And I've got to tell you that there are some opinions out there that may be offensive and that you got to get over, as long as they don't really cuss and really get so out of line. But, I mean, they may say damn. They may say, oh, hell. You know, they might say some of those things. But you might even put them on mute and then do your own little speech of, you know, I just heard somebody talking, know how mad they were, but if they thought about it and they were in front of the grandma, maybe they'd have left those words out, could have made a better impression. And you don't even go on about it. Just unmute the next one and go on. I really think you have is a good program. I think you got the power. Because I've heard you without you knowing I've heard you. I mean, I've heard you, and I've sat here and listened and said, people calling in about a lot of stuff, and I know other people need to call in more, and they don't know who they're calling, like you just told me. But if they do know, in a way, because when they come in, they know they're coming into the door where they're saying, I can't take this stuff anymore, and this is the crap that's going on out here. Now, if you don't listen to the trueness, you can't ever really make a response. But if you don't mute them on the response and tell them truthfully, okay, look now, I got to shut you off here just for a second. I'm going to address your situation, and I'm gonna turn you back on, then... It's not like telling them to shut up. It's like telling them, I got to think. Make them understand you got to think before I respond. And I think your show would be one of the most popular. I know I'd listen to it.
Wow, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
And that's all I have to say is that, you know, there are other things I would like to say. It's not the time, because I think comments are made in different times, and my choice for my comment tonight was to say that I would love to see this show be one of the shows that does it right with Switchboard and does it in a polite way. I'm sorry, but I got to put you there for a minute. It's, you know, It's because I got someone calling me here, and I'm not wanting you to go hang on, and we're going to talk to her, and then I'm going to say something, and both of y'all going to be on mute, and then I'm going to address this. I got to, because that's the way it is. Because people will not let you shut up sometimes, just like I'm not letting you do, and I'm not letting you talk. I mean, I don't mean to. I just got a lot to get out. And the thing is, no matter what the excuse, I'm not letting you say much, am I? And so at some point, you got to take control at a point, at a crucial point.
You already
cut
know.
It off.
Mm-hmm.
You already know.
By the way, that's one of my hosts right there. That's SD. SD, this is, who are you again?
I am the Red Queen.
Oh,
the Red Queen.
Red Queen, huh?
I'm Red Queen, I'm Scottish, okay? Look, you know, I believe in that, a third generation Scot, Red Queen, because they raped our country, they robbed our people for hundreds of years, and we had to fight back for our language, we had to fight back for everything, and our country still isn't doing all that well compared to the invaders, and they were in Romans, they were, you know, they were Englishmen. The only people that really fought us at the end, you know, they did kind of win, but the thing is not really. But the Irishmen did come from their island to really help us, and the Welshmen, some of them did. But guess what? Isn't that strange? In that island, all those people, we had different kind of languages. The English didn't. And we were fighting them. And they weren't the biggest army. No, but they had the biggest tools because of all the slave trades that they made and all that stuff. It's history we never know about. But I'm not going there. But what I'm trying to tell you, yeah, I'm Red Queen. You know why I'm Red Queen? Because when I call the UK at a lot of internet-based radio stations, they know me as Red Queen. And I get great respect. Mad respect. Because it got a rumor around and said, you know, Red Queen is Scotland. And I had to correct myself. No, my family's from Scotland. The other half total American white trash. I'm serious. I mean, no, they're good people, but I mean, we weren't rich. And I said, but yeah, I got those Scottish vibes. I got that nose. You look at my picture. And I got mad respect because they said, so why you call yourself the Red Queen? And I said, I'm Scottish. What do you think?
Uh-huh.
And they enough said. And it was all about the Red Queen being the bloodiest queen. It was about don't even talk about making me a queen, letting English tell me when I can be queen. And so it was a bloody ball, a bloody battle. Some bloody women there. And
oh, yeah.
I'm proud of it in one way. I'm proud of it in that we fought so hard, and I'm trying to learn my own language. That is so hard. Now, anybody in America that's African that traces their roots back, they got to know how damn hard it is to have to talk without confidence. And my people not only talk without confidence, but with some damn weird accent I can't even do. And so I'm trying every day. And I want to save it, but I got to tell you, they put us in a place, didn't they? Where they just took it and said, all your books in Gaelic are gone, and all your books in English are here.
Uh-huh.
Get over it. English is what you learn.
Uh-huh.
So
that's
see, that's what happened. That's what happened. But, you know, now I'm an American, and I'm a white American. I've been here three generations. So now I got some other guilt I wasn't even here for. And that's what I tell people about. How do you tell the difference between me? Because we didn't run slaves. And they go, Scottish didn't run slaves? And I go, no, we didn't. And so you want to look back in history, you better look hard.
Yeah.
I want you to tell me when we ran slaves. We had pirates we stole from the English and the Spanish. You know?
Yeah.
We stole slaves. Hell yeah. We had some pirate ships that would kill your ass. We had clams that would kill you if you walked on our shores. But the thing is, we didn't do that slavery stuff. We're not in those lists. And yet, there's no children like me that were born like me that can sit around and look at other people with the red hair and white-ass skin and big freckles and say, I know what it's like to be not liked by anybody. You know, and then I get to America, not only am I not liked by anybody because I'm Scott, but I'm also white, and all the blacks hate me too, and I'm kind of like, what? I don't even know what the hell I want. You know, it's like that. That's what America is, though. Making no apologies, I'm just saying, you got to fight for what was yours. What you feel is yours. Get your language back. Get everybody you feel belongs to that bloodline. Send your blood in. Save your money. And get your language back. The Lakota are doing it right now. Lakota Sioux.
Who's that?
They are speaking their language. Lakota Sioux is up in the northwestern part of the country. And the Lakota Sioux Nation is a Native American nation. I fight for them. I fight very hard. They accept me. They love me. Many of them have married Scott. Some of them, they don't like to marry out of their, it's not a religion, out of their race.
Their race.
They're out of their genes. They don't like to. Why do you think? We came over here and fucked them and screwed their country, killed them, made them be Christian, beat them up, raped their women. I mean, why would they want to be anything like us?
Doc. I don't know. You know, got me. You got me that one.
It's, if you learn about the Lakota Sioux, man, they took gold from them. It's they gave them the land and then said, oh, yeah, the land's yours, but not the minerals. Here come the trucks to dig them out.
Yeah.
And there were wars there, and they sent Indians to prison. I mean, I know all the shit because I'm a human rights activist. But I can tell you, I'm a white face that will tell every other white face that makes some kind of accent or wears some kind of pants and starts rapping his shit with his blonde hair, blue eyes. And I go, what is wrong with you? And he said, so what's wrong with you? And I'll go, don't call me sister, because I'm not your damn sister. I'm not that stupid. I talk like who my parents were. What in the hell are you doing? Are you trying to be some kind of prisoner lately? Or you think that, the greatest person in the world was, and I like to tease him with that shit, was Vanilla Ice? And he goes, who's that? And I go, well, you don't know who Vanilla Ice is? And I love it when they don't know. Because I go, oh, God, he was the greatest white rapper in the world. And you know that's a damn lie. And so, I mean, wait, I wish I could have been on the internet when he was looking that boy up. And I would be saying, I got your ass, didn't I, little white boy? And so Vanilla Ice is a poser and a poser. Now, I'm not going to go against, you know who I'm even going to say.
Mm-hmm.
8 Mile was 8 Mile, and the man lived in 8 Mile, and enough respect to Eminem. Enough respect.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I got to say. Enough respect. But he wouldn't oppose her like some damn stupid Elvis-wearing, suit-wearing. I can't even have words for him. He wasn't nothing to do with hip hop. But I love to tell these little white boys, some of them never heard Vanilla Ice. I go, yeah, go look him up on the internet. Man, if you learn those songs, your friends will be going, that's dope, man. You know, and I don't usually see him again, but I did see one, and they said, that guy was stupid looking. And I said,
that's the stuff.
Because I wanted him to understand. He looked just like him. I wanted to say, You look just like him in a different generation. How you going to put him down?
Yep.
You know, I mean, you know, people are people. I'm not a rapper. And, you know, you might not even be a rapper. But the damn thing we do know is that culture is dying because we want to be who's on TV. And while you may have a guy that is, I'm going to use an example as a great example, Ossie Davis, you know?
Uh-huh.
And he might be the next one.
The next what?
The next Ossie Davis, you know? The next great actor that era that's, you know, could do anything, Shakespearean. I mean, he could do anything. And you might be the next Cicely Tyson, who's like an incredible actress who can just do anything, but she's always like that same person, but she's got that character down. I mean, that's who she is. Or you could be a faker and you could be trying to wear bikinis on the set and being a video dancer when in your heart you want to keep studying and you want to be a Cicely Tyson. You know,
you
want to be an Oprah Winfrey? Damn, that woman could do anything.
I mean, she lost the weight and now she's gaining it back. That's amazing.
Yeah, but still, thing is, woman came where she came from, still who she is, never forgot her. Gotta give it up. You got music coming, I don't think you need to shut up. So, just wanted to call and say, like, the show.
So what exactly did you have to say? You said you had something to say that was on your mind.
Get out there and tell people, look, I want all my brothers and sisters to call in from all cultures. I don't want no fakers trying to be other cultures. I want people calling me in, talking to me about what it's like to be you. What you got to say to me about that? How can you change it, make it different? How are you changing? What is it? What do you want to talk about? What do you feel bad about? You know? But call in and talk about it. Talk about the stuff, you know, that's real. Don't be talking about, yeah, I think when he, you know, that so-and-so guy went on those politics and did that thing. Everybody's doing politics to death. What about being you? What about I'm black and I'm smart and I look like Urkel, but so my girlfriend, she's Chinese and she's an awful Chinese. Those people should be welcome too. You know, everybody should be welcome. And, you know, just keep it off. If somebody just crazy, put them on mute. And say, we'll come back to you later. And if you never come back, well, before the end of your show, just be kind enough to say, oh, I'm sorry we didn't get back to you. We didn't get back on the subject. Talk to you next week. And just slam them down. Don't let them slam you. Don't let them slam you. They might be too big now. My last time calling would be phone talking. But I got grand triumph praying for calling. They got so much to tell you. And they are mixed race children from South Louisiana. I cannot wait to get you safe. I'm serious. And I won't be on the show. I have vowed to them. You will come to my house and use my computer.
I hope your computer's a hell of a lot faster than mine, because mine's a piece of crap.
Well, mine's fast, and I want them to call you in, because these are mixed children. One of them's half Hawaiian and half white, and the other one's half Creole and half Scottish me stuff, you know? And they both got their deals in this town. I mean, and they like to talk the truth, not if grandma's on the booth. So that's why I called you tonight, so that if you made a show where you wanted people to talk about your situation, how can we change it? What can we do? How do you think we should change it? You know, open forum. Keep it color. Keep it people of color. And then the white people are going to call in, because they might live around them, but the people of color that are big, everything else, people of color come in. Oh, man.
That's right. That's right. Call us up. 914-338-1782. Taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until... It was supposed to be until 1 o'clock in the morning, but we might schedule it till 1:30. And you got the lovely...
I'm going to let you go because this is Grandma calling. 53-year-old with some mixed-race grandchildren of different fathers. And I'm going to tell you something. I just want this man to make the show like that so he can do it. This is the man that can get to talk about it. I know
him. And we appreciate it. Thank you for being a listener. And we definitely like the, we definitely have a lot of respect for our listeners. And
I will be encouraging my young people to call in.
That's right. 914-338-1782. You heard it. This is Red Queen holding it down on Angry Bastard Radio. You showed her love. You showed her support. And we appreciate it.
And you know, people are the world. You can't have a world without them. So
you can.
Need to talk. Peace. Bye.
She said peace. Take it easy, Grandma. Oh, man, she came in here and held her fort down. I hear that. Big shout out to Grandma holding it down, Red Queen. Hit us up, 914-338-1782. We're taking shout-outs, dedications, and requests until 1:30. Fresh to death in the building. Oh, it's not even death no more. It's just fresh. Fresh in the building. What's up, nigga? Don't talk yet, dog. You know how my computer is. See, I try to fast pace ahead of the, the fucking unmutage. But they didn't unmute you yet. I'm harping like a motherfucker. Let's try this again. 6-4. Oh, of course, it fucking reloads. I have no patience. I really want to throw this fucking computer out the window. Along with the cable modem. I have no patience at all. I don't even know what instrumental this is. Oh, this is a three-peat. My Little Wayne. I got songs to download to the show. The way my shit is acting, I don't even think this is going to work. And we got a young lady that actually wants to call the show. Yeah, and get something off her chest. Fellas, welcome to the show. SD was on, but I guess he didn't have enough patience to talk to Red Queen, so he hung up. 6-4 in the building. Fresh is in the building. What, you guys fucking retarded? You guys are fucking assholes, man. This is what I do. I'm just gonna hang up on them. There's neither one of them wanna talk. I'm just gonna fucking hang up on them. And then I'm gonna play a song. Because, I can. 6-4. Oh, he fucking hung up. This track right here is DMX, Jesus Loves Me. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. Come on. is.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
That's why when it gets ugly, he hugs me cause he knows me, yo. You gotta let go and let God. Sometimes from the get-go, you go hard. It's like the darker it gets, the brighter my light will shine. So regardless, I'm loving this life of mine. And with the Lord by my side, it don't matter what the car looks like. Just let me in, I'm going for the ride, baby. Fly. Ain't got the shit to believe it. I just know you gave me the word that I really need. So I pray for my enemies, I pray for my family, my friends, my loved ones, and those who pretend to be. Sacrifice your son just to give me a chance. So I thank you for the plan, I thank you for your hand, you shepherd, watching over your flock of sheep. But I'm good, cause you watch in the dark when I'm sleeping. Beginning. That's why sometimes even though it looks like I'm losing, I'm still winning. Yeah. But I ain't never been blind, never ignored a sign. Yeah. Never been one to let the devil know what's on my mind. He wants to destroy you, but the Lord will resurrect you. If you hug the little boy, then the man will protect you. From the dark to the light, right to the wrong. What? I'ma stay up in this fight, from the night to the morn. Well, as I'm in the grace of God, my heart will stay true. And I'ma do whatever the heart will say do. And stay your own.
Trying to come back with a comeback. Well, I guess it's a alright song. I mean, any song with, you know, the Lord in it is a good song. You know what I mean? I feel like the life is sucked out of me right now because my computer's running slow as shit. Shit just seems like it's not working. I mean, when Red Queen called up, you know, I actually felt like, you know, kind of warm inside. I'm like, you know, she pumped it up. She's like, yeah, you know, I actually want to see this show make it, you know. Because it is a good idea. Like, not that many shows out there that you speak whatever you want, you know, whatever's on your mind. We actually give you the right to speak whatever is on your mind. It's mostly actually just to the point where, you know, if you want to call up and just curse us out, you're free to do that. You know what I mean? Your freedom of speech. You know what I mean? All that shit. Let me see who's on the fucking switchboard. Probably nobody. Woo! Yo, SD, is this the shit you talking about? That's what you're talking about?
What you eating for?
That's the text, man. That's an answer to that text.
I'm saying you was just right there, girl. Wow. Right there, God. I was going to make a pop and all that. I was right there, God. Like,
what you talking about, son?
I mean, we was just right there. Like, all I had to do was go right there to Alaska, go and get $25 when I was coming back home, God.
Oh, all right. SD was like, yo, man, fuck this shit, man. I'm out. It's like, I mean, she definitely, you know, showed love, but, I mean, I guess it was too late. Maybe she called me the wrong time. Like, I felt warm inside because she was like, yeah, I want to see this show. But then some of the stuff she was saying, I was understanding. But then some of it, I was like, like, we actually had a caller that called up, and I was about to unmute her and tell grandma to, you know, pause for a second. But, you know, the lazy eye bitch hung up, so whatever. And then she sent the email talking about she has a good juicy story to talk about. What the bitch hung up, so I don't know.
Chicken wings and mac.
This beat is actually hot. I ain't gonna front. And though, you said it's get 'em girls.
Yeah, get 'em girls and without my Glock, man.
It's get 'em daddy.
That's that other shit. I guess get 'em girls, man. What's wrong with this dude?
Like, well, I don't know what that fucking get 'em girls shit. I ain't never heard that song. I heard get 'em daddy. I
hear the song, but you was doing the beat.
This is the beat I was talking about.
Oh. No, that's get 'em daddy.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga, that get 'em girls. You know what I'm talking about, because you was doing the beat, you asshole.
Got me all that, dog. Yo, I love you, kid. Why you talking to me like that, man?
This nigga's trying to poop right now. He just didn't see me. Like, he can't wait for me to make a pop and come right here. Where this nigga at, man?
Answers up 914-338-1782.
But this nigga hung up.
Oh.
This nigga 6'4".
I thought he was on your. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. I don't know if the nigga hung up or not.
Yeah, you ever heard that James Brown track called King Heroin?
No.
Yeah, shit is tight. Yo, what was she saying? Was she saying that we're offensive or something like that?
I don't know what the hell she was saying, God. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is.
Lucky I ain't come at her neck.
Yeah, I kind of said, I was waiting for it to go.
Yeah, I was going to come at her neck, but, you know, I gave her a pass.
Hold that.
Gave her a pass.
Hold that.
First time.
Red Queen.
I'm beat, girl. I said I'm beat.
You beat on what?
Oh, Lord.
I'm trying to, at least, and I ain't having it. Until I'm lighting up, I need a blue moon or something.
Well, let me get a moon.
A moon and a bun to the face. Or two. Bogey. Somebody ran black a mile, flip that.
Bogey, yeah, let me flip that black for you, man.
Flip that black.
You got it.
Listen, man, I'm slapping. Who's slapping tits for me tonight?
What happened?
Who's slapping tits for me tonight?
Did you say who's slapping, slapping breasts with you tonight? Did you say who's slapping breasts with you tonight?
I said who's slapping. Slap.
Okay. Slapping what? Slapping what, nigga?
Tits, man.
Oh.
The problem is, acting like I don't understand the situation, man.
Nah, I didn't hear you, but, what about him?
Somebody slapped him for me.
I mean, already been done.
I mean, did I miss something?
Yeah, you definitely did.
Really? Oh, boy. How was that, good?
I mean, it was what it was, you know?
I mean, I missed it just now.
Is that happening?
I missed it just now.
Oh, nah. You're probably in a little while later.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? Exactly what I said.
In a little while later, like, are you double-talking me now?
Now, double-talking. He said, who's slapping tits with you?
Uh-huh.
I'll probably be slapping tits later or whatever.
Okay.
That's
kind of what I was asking.
Okay. Yeah, because not only is that a client, that is also
the president.
Not only is that a client, she's also a member.
and the president slash secretary treasurer.
Straight up. Yeah, you know.
Well,
I'm like, who is that, girl? Because I didn't even repeat that first. I'm like, fuck is really going on out here, rolling up on you while I'm making pops out here.
Mm-hmm.
My sister.
Good.
Quick, nice little deuce five.
Mm-hmm.
I like
deuce,
that.
Deuce, deuce, and the deuce five.
Deuce, and the deuce five, man.
Hollow point.
Some fucking sneakers on my feet. Call the show, nigga. Call the show, nigga.
I thought nigga was on the show with this nigga Blaney just now.
Yeah, call the show, but fucking, what's up? Ah, I want.
Yeah, she done. She done off. She died. He died. No, he died. I'm gonna do this.
Oh boy. Nigga hung up. Yep.
Come on.
I have no idea. It's gotta be this dude.
He's doing too much apparently. That's usually the case. Doing entirely too much.
Entirely too much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man. Fuck.
Blue Moon, that's that shit that would put you on a spin cycle.
Fucking boots on.
No. I mean, it's beer, but it's a Belgian, it's a wheat beer. Wheat.
Word, let me get some of that wheat beer, man.
Wheat, yeah, like wheat bread. It's a wheat beer. Hell, my ass, that should have put you on
Front Street.
Word.
Some of that ale in me real quick. I mean, that wheat in me real quick.
Needed.
Word.
Needed.
Fucking
fucking sneakers on and I'm out the door.
Huh?
So I fucking put some sneakers on.
Hmm? Well, you want one? Nah, you don't drink that.
Under the jail.
Yo, that shit was not funny. Yo, she's stupid. I said, Joe, you don't drink that. She said, why? It's for men.
Oh, boy.
Listen, that shit will finish you. Listen, I'm not even going to say anything else. I'm just going to open it for you.
Come here,
5% alcohol. 5% alcohol, yeah, pop shit. Yes. Pop shit. See how quick you be on the bed mat hitting it.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty, right?
Yeah, more tasty, right?
It's good, right? Drink that.
Drink that.
Drink that.
Mm-hmm. Can we toast to some? Toast to love and happiness? Love and happiness. Fuck you mean? Toast to love and happiness. Come on.
Finish that food.
Yeah, call you back. I'm in the Triz, man.
What happened?
I'm in the Triz.
I'm walking up the block now.
Stop biting me.
Oh, damn, that sucks. We wasn't even on the radio. That's why these motherfuckers hung up.
Huh? Hello? Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yo, my compadre is on. Hey, yo, SD.
Yeah, man, what the fuck?
This young lady right here, her cousin, remember? Tell the host right here. Tell them what you just told me.
Huh?
Tell them what you just told me.
Oh, I'm sitting here chilling with my cousin. She's 13 years old, and the reason why she's at my house is because she got in trouble tonight, along with her friend and her friend's boyfriend. Now, their ages range from 13 to 15. These motherfuckers got caught at Walmart stealing. They stole $500 worth of stuff, and the highest product out of the stuff they stole was $7. And the thing is, these niggas had money. They had enough money to pay for everything they had.
Dog, they had money in their pockets and decided to go to Walmart anyway and steal, knowing that there's like 300 cameras in the ceiling.
You know, if I see you steal something small, like a pack of gum or something, I mean, damn niggas. You stealing big quantities of shit.
If you're going to steal, try to make it noticeable. Like, it's like these motherfuckers went in there, got a shopping cart, filled it up, and was like, fuck, I'm just going to walk right out the door and not pay for nothing.
And then, real, the scissors they cut the tags and stuff with, they stole them too.
And then this, but see, this is the kicker though. The badass one in the background, she got on the phone. The badass one in the background, I said, why'd you steal? Because I felt like it. You had the money in your pocket? Yeah. Why you asking so many questions?
Oh,
but little do you know, SD, she got so nervous of her stealing that she threw her pocketbook, like just because it had merchandise in it, just threw it aside. Her pocketbook
she
threw it in the trash can. Her pocketbook has all her information in it, has an identification, it has fucking...
It had this expensive-ass necklace that her mama brought her for Christmas in it. The necklace was iced out and everything. That shit had to be like a G, at least. That shit gone, everything.
Win some, you lose.
So I'm saying, like, if she didn't learn from this situation tonight, she just got to be a lost child, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real.
But see, that's the problem right there. Like, she's spoiled. So, spoiled. Huh?
She's so spoiled. And, like...
And she's 13. That's the thing about it. Like, where's her parents? Where are her parents?
Her mom is somewhere with her boyfriend. Her dad is here.
What, is he drunk?
Yes.
Yeah, figured. It's amazing how I just guessed it, and it was just what it was. See, there's no type of, like, where's the guardians at? Like, this chick is 13 years old. Like, she shouldn't be out here running the streets and, you know, whatever.
A product of the streets.
And she's not my child, so fuck it.
To fulfill the place of the parenting, they swore, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just take this and that'll show you that I love you, you know what I'm saying? He drank out the shower.
Yeah.
And, I mean, instead of knowing what's right from wrong, she just knows what's good from bad. Like, I have all...
Yeah, I feel you. I got a question to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your view on, say a guy, better yet, let me, say a girl meets a guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they talk on the phone, and the girl asks the guy for a picture, and the guy never sends the picture out. What does that mean?
I guess that means the guy maybe he don't have time, or he keeps forgetting, or he hasn't got to it. You know what I'm saying? I think that the girl should just be patient.
Even if the guy says, oh, okay, I'm going to send you a picture right now, and hangs up and never sends a picture?
I'm pretty sure the guy is very sorry, you know what I'm saying? That he probably got the person thinking that he's lying or something like that, you know what I'm saying? But he's probably really not. You never really know what people is doing. Maybe the dude don't have time. Or to just, I don't know. That's just on him.
Yeah, I bet.
Uh-huh.
SD in the building.
Indeed. Oh, boy, what's going on over here?
Oh, boy.
Shawty, you wanna look me like a lollipop?
Female.
Oh, Lord.
This is
Steakums.
Who?
Steakums.
Steakums. Steakums.
From mayonnaise,
lettuce, tomatoes.
From ATL.
Oh boy.
What?
No, I
brought you a photo.
What happened?
Oh
boy.
Oh boy.
Shawty, wanna let me.
Come on, Shawty, we not here to listen to you sing, Mom.
Shawty wanna thug.
Now you wanna act up? Come on.
Bottom.
You know,
come
you
on.
Know, you know what happens if he would have acted up around here?
Mm-hmm.
I see you got quiet because I guess you.
Silence of the lamb.
You was talking to me. What did you say?
Stop, nigga.
Okay. I think he said he wants to put his tongue in your mouth.
Whatever.
Huh? That's what you said, SD?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh, for real?
Ah, she's crazy.
Shawty, you wanna fuck?
Nah, I'm about to go to the block real quick.
So how did that situation ever end up with your other half?
Oh, she's not even in trouble.
Is what?
My girl. She's not in trouble.
You got in trouble?
No, she didn't.
No, I'm saying your other half.
Who?
Your man.
Oh God. Guess what?
What?
This nigga is fucking. In the fucking hospital.
He what?
He's in the hospital.
He's in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your fam whooped his ass?
Huh?
Your family whooped his ass?
Ow! Yes. And
I'm so
really happy.
Hey, Shorty. You got yourself banged on, bitch.
What happened? She started violating?
Yeah, like, she's just, you know, talking about nothing. Like, she's just a fucking piece of shit. Yo, man, I got this this James Brown track, man. This shit is fire, man.
Bullshit
ass phone, nigga. Alright. Right now, this King Heroin, James Brown. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, fellow Americans, lady Americans, this is James Brown. I want to talk to you about one of our most deadly killers in the country today. I had a dream the other night, and I was sitting in my living room, dozed off to sleep, so I started dreaming. I dreamed I walked in a place, and I saw a real strange, weird object standing up talking to the people, and I found out it was heroin. That deadly go in your vein, he said. I came to this country without a passport. Ever since then, I've been hunted and sought. My little white grains are nothing but waste, soft and deadly and bitter to taste. But I'm a world of power, and all know it's true. Use me once, and you'll know it too. I can make a mere schoolboy forget his books. I can make a world-famous beauty neglect her looks. I can make a good man forsake his wife, send a greedy man to prison for the rest of his life. I can make a man forsake his country and flag, make a girl sell her body for a $5 bag. Some think my adventure's a joy and a thriller, but I'll put a gun in your hand and make you a killer. In cellophane bags, I found my way to heads of state, to children at play. I financed in China, ran in Japan, I'm respected in Turkey, and I'm legal in Siam. I take my addicts and make them steal, borrow, beg. Then they search for a vein in the arm of the leg. So be you Italian, Jewish, black or mix, I can make the most virile of men forget their sex. So now my man, you must, you know, do your best to keep up your habit until your arrest. Now the police have taken you from under my wing. Do you
Thank they edify me, I who am king. Now, you must lie in that county jail. Well, I can't get to you by visit or mail. So spoiling with discomfort, wiggle and cough. 6 days of madness, and you might throw me off. Cut me a name, defy me in speech. But you pick me up right now if I were in your reach. All through your center, you become resolved to your fate. Fear not, young man or woman, I'll be waiting at the gate. And don't be afraid, don't run, I'll not chase. Sure, my name is Elwin, and you'll be back for a taste. Behold, you're hooked. Your foot is in the stirrup. And make haste, mount the steed, and ride him well. For the white horse of Elwin will ride you to hell. To hell will ride you to hell until you are dead. Dead, brother. Dead. This is a revolution of the mind. Get your mind together and get away from drugs. That's
yeah.
Bar exam 2, nigga. Yeah. It's a motherfucking holiday.
Yeah. Bar exam 2. I land fly into the lobby below. Gotta dance, nigga. Flow many bars. How far go? Go. Only as far as the mind. Cannabis a voice 5'9.
You are now rocking to the sounds of my dog. Yeah. DJ Green Lamp.
Yeah. Bar exam 2.
Invasion.
I landslide you to the lava below. Kinda dance, nigga. Flow many bars. How far can you go? Only as far as the mind. Cannabis, a voice 5'9. Bar exam 2. Spit a rhyme. A miniature version of me. Told me he wanted the MC. I told him, be careful who you be. He said, I'ma just be me. I said, yeah, I see. But you don't understand what I really mean. Look at the manifest list. It got my name down. A bald head for a cold crown. How you like me now? I terrorize rap music. What manner of creature could do this? Cannabis, stupid, retarded, autistic artist. One clip from fixed target. That's all the cannabis talking. I would not let off the gas. Traversing through Sanso's past. The rippers spilled whiskey from a flask.
Yeah, I told greens, blowing out smoke screens. Poke queens, leaving with soaked jeans. You're the definition of what joke mean. I'm star status, like glowing lights throughout the far stratus. Fear, it's clear who repertoire that is. Pursue ice and fuck a shoe price. My cheese out through mice, I'm too nice. Cut through slice, I'm seeing you twice. The lead pacer, been making moves like speed racer. Indeed, trace a line and bust with your mind like a weed lacer. Trying both, ain't lying close to what I diagnose. I can fry and roast any guy to their flying ghost. Peon, peons, peon, eons, to this neon Cleon. Close the counter of the three kinds. You may fall on AWOL. My Wakitas and spray y'all. They put you in a hole like Robin Peter to pay Paul. I could give a fuck. Got a flow to leave a river stuck. You hear deep in lines. Keep an eye near the liver tuck. Liver tuck. Liver tuck. Liver tuck.
Yeah, Osama McCain, you climbing this ring, a rhyming with Obama the king, end up on the bottom of things, living inside of ominous springs, I'm in a dream, I spit the only kind of sickness that bothered it. Yeah, Osama McCain, you climbing this ring, a rhyming with Obama the king, end up on the bottom of things, living inside of ominous springs, I'm in a dream, I spit the only kind of sickness that vomiting brings, that mean I'm ill, sick, and plus I'm real, bitch, I should've played Hancock instead of Will Smith, cause I'm drunk, the flyer, I'm a superhero, minus all the chump attire, and I bleed hardly. Tell your idol his time's up and he's Barbie. Q-A rhyme lined up like Steve Harvey's. Do from the pies to the brick, man. Niggas couldn't follow in my steps lest I died in some quicksand. So come and see a nigga burn a show and give me your hand before I give you the fist like a germaphobe. And you probably too scared to scuffle if you ain't hit a nigga until you buried your knuckles. I got a 100-round drum. I shoot the first 30 to kill everybody to trash your hooker. Category blast the butcher. Empty the clip just to make that 70 show like Ashton Kutcher. Nigga, you at war with sharks. The government team will leave you airless like Jordan Sparks or a motherless queen. We put it on y'all. Tape a nigga phone call. Sell it to the net for a phone card. And use it to phone y'all mamas. I throw you niggas a bone. And then I bury the drama in the boneyard. The flows is prime. I got more plastic on me than all of you left
business hoes combined. My niggas got GTs and shit. Yeah, I know Mini Coopers. Why you niggas rolling around in the Mini Coopers? I'm the shit for real. Y'all niggas Mini Poopers. Drunk while I'm committing vodka and Mini Bloopers. Who could give a nigga the Snoop foot? Stretch him out on the floor like the Minute look. You shook, nigga. I'm like the crew cook. I put a price on the whip and I'm like the Blue Book. With an appetite for destruction with the greed stigma. Explains my past and adds to my enigma. If it's digital or analog, bar exam 2 is the present. The distributor is Santa Claus. Santa Claus.
We got 14 minutes left. Probably gonna play music. Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio. We might be doing a show tomorrow.
Yo, I heard you was looking for me. But it's sort of like you looking to be in the wrong place. But your arms wave, getting took for your things. That ice emblem, your Benjamin and your Timberland. My raps finish them like strokes to black citizens. Attack your women, friend. Pull her hair to the straight like she half Indian. Collapse many men to relapse around meridian. Aim for your chest like I'm a city man. With a fetish fulfilling them with an iron fist that lift like helium. Y'all niggas want shot therapy. You pop barely and fold up. You never blow up, no. Y'all full of hot air to me. Another rapper claiming he hot. But couldn't be if he was aiming his pop. That was once the angel from God. Get my jock out your mouth now that I'm hot. Can't believe niggas was stupid. So close to the limbo with the cop. Well, I'm trying to get over like an alky to sober nights. Y'all niggas ain't spitting, y'all just soaking mice. Getting hot headed, but my shoulder's ice. That's why I catch the cold eye. That's why you catching hoes, guy, inside your photo ride. I let FOMO slide from out the barrel. Then my niggas speed a punch you in your back to knock you out of peril.
What you want? What you want? Where you at?
Where you at?
What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
You looking for me under a rock, a bush, or a tree? I jump in your block and stump you till my foot is asleep.
What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
You looking for me? Run in your spot, bullet and heat. I bust off a Glock and snuff you till you put in the teeth. Your best nigga out your brigade. Bet everything becomes vague. Clothes become beige. You're hearing sweet serenades of grenades. I bomb like Saddam twice. Smoke fills the room like the intercom vice.
What?
I'm wicked enough to punch you in your inner mind's eye until you black out and wake up within the land of Mount Zion.
Oh.
Whack niggas get screamed on. Holly retired. I got the eye of the tiger like Rocky Sings on. Step in the concrete jungle. I bust you till you see double. So watch your core come reach for you. The heat bubble ready to cop back. I'm aiming shots at any nigga. I even got midgets with triggers hitting the side of top hat. Ready to kill you. We fully armed like Dr. Octagon. Skinny limbs to flip cocky arm. Cough for long if you want to tangle. Best run your ankles. You ain't fly. Your vocals sound dry like they under raincoats. And the same niggas is still after me. They get chills when they get back to me. They peel back their feet like an athlete. So when they turn it back to me dramatically, them in the ground collide. So they pop up on the other side with the Japanese.
I mean business.
To oppose would be suicide. Your middle name would be mud like a Lewis slide. All you hear is slugs. So you move and die. Just try to run for cover. I'm on some other. Skip the level. I'm above that. So what you love, rap? And you want mine. I make your very punchlines sound like love taps. They don't hit right. Throw your fist right. I fist fight with a mic to submit light to your insight. Then I'ma leave your area warped. You arrogant dogs that claim you carrying sparks but couldn't bury your corpse.
Ha. Say. What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
You looking for me under a rock, a bush, or a tree? I jump in your block and stump you till my foot is asleep.
What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
What you want?
What you want?
Where you at?
Where you at?
You looking for me? Running your spot, bullet and heat. I bust up a Glock and stump you till you put in the deep.
Say,
You want it?
Bounce.
Come
get it, love.
I don't know who this is, Jason Mraz. I'm yours, the B-Bot. remix. Where you heard it first, Angry Bastard Radio. They should let you speak your mind.
But you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. And now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool down run out, I'll be giving it my best. There's nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. I don't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. Look into your heart and you'll find love, love, love. Listen to the music as the moment may be sing with me. All our peaceful melodies. It's your God that's making right to be loved.
tried to see it clearer, my breath fogged up the glass. And so I drew a new face and laughed. I guess what I'm saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanity and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is, I bet you I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.
Left. This is going to be the last song of the night. Give a big shout out to all the listeners. Big shout out to Red Queen. Big shout out to God. Big shout out to the Lord. Big shout out to everybody. Keep it locked.
Well, you done me and you bet I felt it. I tried to be chill, but you're so hot that I melted. I fell right through the cracks. Now I'm trying to get back. Before the cool done run out, I'll be giving it my bestest. And nothing's gonna stop me but divine intervention. I reckon it's again my turn to win some or learn some. But I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Just to try to see it clearer, but my breath fogged up the glass. And so I drew a new face and I laughed. I guess what I'll be saying is there ain't no better reason to rid yourself of vanities and just go with the seasons. It's what we aim to do. Our name is our virtue, but I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait. I'm yours. Well, open up your mind and see like me. Open up your plans and damn, you're free. I look into your heart and you'll find that the sky is yours. So please, don't, so please, don't, so please, don't.
Make sure you hit us up tomorrow around 7 p.m. We will be hosting another show. 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Your boy GQ. Thank you. Coming out. God bless you. Good night. Big shout out to all. Shout out to the girl of my dreams. I love you. Take it easy. Peace. Oh, well. Six-four call.
He let the song fade out. You know what? I'm fucking appalled right now, man. I'm totally appalled, man. Fucking.
Such a trap, nigga.
I'm up in arms right now. You're saying I love you bitches. You letting songs fade out. This is a grim situation right now. A dire situation at 1:30 in the fucking morning.
Oh, yeah? Well, I mean, y'all niggas ain't fucking called, so I was about to just peace the fuck out.
I just called. Listen, extend that show. Extend that show. We got some chat line calling to do. Extend that show to fucking like 4 o'clock. Fuck that.
Got some chat line calling to do. Y'all niggas better hurry up, because my phone's on in the denial stage.
Like I said, man.
Something told me to bring my fucking charger, too.
What?
Something told me to bring my charger.
Yeah, that's because you have a vagina. Bring that charger, man, so we can make these niggas leak until they change their tampons. Make these bitches leak until they hit their knees. Cream and baby. Bacon fat.
I could do it like this. I can change it to 2 o'clock, but with my phone, like, in other words, I'll hang up once it reboots so that you can call the switchboard. And nah, that's stupid. Never mind. That's fucking stupid. Never mind.
That'll be a waste of a fucking extra half an hour, honestly.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. It's prime time out here. This is me.
Oh, yeah, this is you?
Tomorrow I'm going to make some fucking chili and beans and shit.
Mexican egg.
With some cornbread on top. And I'm going to bake that.
Mexican egg, nigga.
Fiesta night, nigga.
Fiesta.
Yo, I downloaded that song, man.
I downloaded your mother. What song?
Eli, whatever the fucking his name is. And also download the instrumental. Get them girls.
Pattering.
Get them girl.
Patterns. Remember that. Patterns. Mm-hmm.